Unit 3. The Power of Music. Reading B. A Musical Boost. Is there a connection between music and language? According to recent studies, the answer is yes. Music boosts certain language abilities in the brain. Here, we look at two examples. Music and hearing. A recent study by researcher Nina Kraus shows that playing a musical instrument can improve a person's hearing ability. As a part of the study, two groups of people listened to a person talking in a noisy room. The people in the first group were musicians, while those in the second group had no musical training. The musicians were able to hear the talking person more clearly. Musicians hear better, says Kraus, because they learn to pay attention to certain sounds. Think about violinists in an orchestra. When the violinists play with the group, they hear their own instrument and many others too. But the violinists must listen closely to what they are playing and ignore the other sounds. In this way, musicians are able to concentrate on certain sounds, even in a room with lots of noise. Music and speaking. Gottfried Schlag, a doctor at Harvard Medical School, works with stroke patients. Because of their illness, these people cannot say their names, addresses, or other information normally. However, they can still sing. Dr. Schlag was surprised to find that singing words helped his patients to eventually speak. Why does this work? Schlag isn't sure. Music seems to activate different parts of the brain, including the damaged parts. This somehow helps patients to use that part of the brain again. Understanding the results. Music improves concentration, memory, listening skills, and our overall language abilities. It can even help sick people get better. Playing an instrument or singing, says Nina Kraus, can help us do better in school and keep our brain sharp as we get older. Music, she adds, is not only enjoyable, it's also good for us in many other ways.